Today marks the centennial of composer Richard Rodgers' birth. Rodgers wrote more than 900 published songs and had two of the longest collaborations in theater history. The first was his 24-year partnership with lyricist Lawrence Hart, which yielded dozens of standards, such as My Funny Valentine and Bewitched, Bothered, and Bewildered. Then came the 18-year association with lyricist Oscar Hammerstein. Rodgers and Hammerstein created many much-loved musicals, including Oklahoma, South Pacific, and The Sound of Music. Independent producer Jeff London prepared this report.
Whenever I feel afraid, I hold my head erect and whistle a happy tune so no one will suspect I'm afraid.
Richard Rodgers was not a terribly good singer, so when he demonstrated his songs for people, he whistled them. And he said he loved hearing other people whistle them as well.
You want people to like the songs, you want people to like everything you do. And you'd like to walk along the street and hear some kid whistling a tune that you wrote. This is one of the most gratifying sensations in the world.
So Richard Rodgers would have been gratified to hear what happened to me last summer, late at night on a long-distance train in China. I was sitting in the dining car learning some Chinese songs from a couple of tipsy communist functionaries from the Cultural Ministry when I asked them if they knew any tunes in English. And here's what they sang. Nothing quite prepared me to hear a song from The Sound of Music halfway around the world, and yet nothing quite illustrates as perfectly the universal appeal of Richard Rodgers' music. His songs formed the soundtrack for much of the 20th century and are still being sung today. Soccer fans are belting out You'll Never Walk Alone at World Cup matches, while Rodgers' groundbreaking musical Oklahoma is currently enjoying a smash revival on Broadway. Richard Rodgers' professional career stretched for 60 years, from 1919, when as a teenager he had his first song on Broadway, to 1979, when his last musical opened just months before his death at the age of 77. The sheer volume of his output accounts for something of its longevity. But musical theater historian Jeffrey Block, editor of the Richard Rodgers Reader, says part of the composer's appeal is the seeming simplicity of his music.
It's still amazing to me how much variety that Rodgers can get out of the simple scale, that is, simple stepwise musical material. Stepwise music is very easy to sing. It registers on the ear well, and it's so simple that a lot of composers are afraid to touch it.
Do, a deer, a female deer, ray, a drop of golden sun, me, a name I call myself, far, a long, long way to run, so...
Richard Rodgers wrote Do Re Mi with his second major collaborator, Oscar Hammerstein. But before that, he worked with lyricist Lorenz Hart. Together, they wrote some of the most popular songs of the 1920s, 30s, and 40s. Singer Mary Clear Heron is currently performing an evening of Rodgers and Hart songs at the Algonquin Hotel in New York. She says what makes their songs so fascinating and unforgettable is the tension between the music and the lyrics.
Rodgers had such a gift for melody. So with that quality, that lyrical, otherworldly quality, then you have these lyrics by Hart, which are irreverent, sarcastic, tender certainly, but always with a twist.
Falling in love with love is falling for make-believe. Falling in love with love is playing the fool. Caring too much is such a juvenile fancy. Learning to trust is just for children in school.
Falling in Love with Love is one of Richard Rodgers' trademark waltzes. As a matter of fact, Rodgers has been dubbed America's Waltz King, says Jonathan Schwartz, who's artistic director of Lincoln Center's American Songbook series.
Rodgers was the greatest composer of the waltz who ever lived. Strauss and anyone named Strauss be damned. As beautiful as those waltzes are, if you take into consideration the waltzes that Rodgers composed with Larry Hart alone, I mean, Lover and Falling in Love with Love, and literally dozens of others. And you've got to remember that Oh, What a Beautiful Morning is a waltz. Out of My Dreams is a waltz. A Wonderful Guy is a waltz.
I'm as corny as Kansas in August, high as a flag on the 4th of July. If you'll excuse an expression I use, I'm in love, I'm in love, I'm in love, I'm in love, I'm in love with a wonderful guy.
A Wonderful Guy from South Pacific, sung by Mary Martin, with lyrics by Oscar Hammerstein. While Rodgers wrote some of his greatest songs with Lorenz Hart, he unquestionably wrote his greatest shows with Oscar Hammerstein. With Hart, he wrote the melodies first, but with Hammerstein, Rodgers said the process was reversed.
He likes the latitude of being able to write first without the constriction of a melody. On the other hand, I find that having the lyric, in addition to the situation in the play, is very helpful to me. It gives me an extra push into the solution of the problem of finding the tune.
I'm as restless as a willow in a windstorm. I'm as jumpy as a puppet on a string. I'd say that I had spring fever, but I know.
Regardless of the character he was writing for or the dramatic situation, Thomas Z. Shepard, who produced several Richard Rodgers original cast albums, says the composer never forgot his own voice.
He had a sound and a style uniquely his. Even if he tried to be a South Sea Island or Siamese or I don't care what, he never was untrue to sounding like Richard Rodgers.
Richard Rodgers.
I think it's impossible not to express the way you feel in your work. I think this is true of painters. I think it's even true of architects. I think you express your own personality in your own medium. And I've never known of anybody who was successful in this medium who didn't do that. You can't get away from it.
The sweetest sounds I'll ever hear are still inside my head.
The music and words for The Sweetest Sounds were written by Richard Rodgers. Rodgers' songs, his joyous waltzes, his monumental arias, his raucous choruses, his tender ballads, are being celebrated all over the world this summer. Among today's centennial events is a free concert of Richard Rodgers' music on Broadway at noon. For NPR News, I'm Jeff London in New York.